Long history of police power. Police and crime commissioners, PCC, elected people who became renowned because nobody knows what the hell they do. They replaced police authorities, which have a long history. They were originally watch committees, composed 50% of elected councillors. They had the power to hire and fire any police, determine their pay and promotions, question and direct their activity. This was before the working class got the vote. When they did, watch committees lost more power, and the police were more under central government control. In 1964, committees were replaced with police authorities, which still had panels with elected councillors. Some Labour councillors did clash with police forces over their activity, especially over racism. Even with power stripped from them, police authorities still could make forces somewhat accountable. The PCC, one directly elected individual we are discouraged from giving a damn about, replaced police authorities. Now a panel can scrutinize PCC actions. They are mostly councillors. But the National Audit Office says they are basically useless, provide few checks and balances and lack power. The very little control ordinary people had over police before 2011 has been extinguished. Adam Harmsworth, Coventry,